This chazar zeichin nishu b'chachas shag v'amnyuhim zeichas chulin daf lamed. The Gemara b'ur machleikas. The shlokas in the name of Levi the elder said shechita is only called so at the end of the act of shechita. Rabbi Yechon says consider shechita from the beginning until the end of the act. Rabbi Debarov and asked the Mishnah says Rav Shimon says if someone shechs the Pesach for its own sake over chametz on erev Pesach he'd be chayev, but if it was shechted not for its own sake he'd be potter. With regard to the shechting of all other kabbonis on erev Pesach, whether shechted for their own sake or not, he'd be potter. With regard to the shechting of a Pesach on the yontif of Pesach itself, if it's done for its own sake, he's potter. If it's done not for its own sake, he's chayiv. We asked on that Mishnah, it seems that he's chayiv for the Pesach on Yom Tov only when he specifically has in mind that it's not for its own sake. If he had no specific intention, it seems that he would be potter. However, we have learned that a Pesach brought at any time of the year other than Erev Pesach was automatically considered to be not for its own sake. And for the Gemara, Chia Bar Gamda said, we're discussing a case where the owner was Tamei Meis, in which case he needs to bring his animal on Pesach Sheni. In that case, it does not automatically lose its status as a Pesach with the passing of Erev Pesach, because he needs to bring the animal on as a Pesach 1 month later. Now, this makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Pesach becomes possible at the beginning of the Shechita because the Shechita is being done without specific intent and is therefore a carbon Pesach brought at the wrong time, which is why he's not chayef. However, according to Rish Lakish, as soon as he begins to cut, it loses the status of the Pesach because it can't be held until Pesach Sheni. So that when he completes the Shechita, he's shechting a shlomim. Since he's shechting a shlomim over chametz, he should be chayef. And for the Gemara, Abaye said, although with the start of the cutting it can no longer be used for a Pesach, it still has the value of a Pesach. It's like a Pesach with a mum that can be redeemed, and therefore retains the status of a Pesach. Zochtimur Vaitu Behudin Rav said, if a Shechi cuts the simen in two or three places, the Shechita is kosher. However, when I said this to Shmuel, he told me that we need a wide open cut, that we don't have that when it's cut in two or three places. Rish Lakish also holds like Shmuel, and we find that he dashes a pasuk to compare Shechita to an arrow, which teaches that there has to be one large cut. Rabbi Elazar asked, the Mishnah says, if two people each hold a knife and shecht the same animal, even if one's higher up on the animal and one's lower down, the Shechita is kosher. We see that a cut in a few places is kosher. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, the Mishnah is discussing where two people are holding onto one knife, and therefore there's only one cut. Directing Gemara, Rabbi Abba asked, a braisa regarding this Mishnah says that we're not concerned that the two people will cause the animal to become a treif because of each other. Now, if we're talking about where each person had their own knife, we can understand this to mean that we're not concerned that each one will cut less than the majority of the simen because he'll rely on the other person to do so. However, if the case is where there's only one knife, the concern would possibly be that they're going to do drossa, not that it'll make it a treifa. As Mara Elvin said, change braisa to say that we're not concerned that the two people do drossa because of each other. Directing Gemara, Rabbi Elvin asked, a braisa says, if someone shechs the veshet lower down the corner higher up, or vice versa, the shechita is kosher. This refutes the view of Shmuel, and for the Gemara, Rav Ovin himself answered that the case is that there was one cut and it was made on a slant. Therefore, it's a recognizable cut. Mar says it was an ox that was shechted by making two or three cuts in different places. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marsa ate from the best meat of that ox. Rabbi Zeira said to him, you have now taught us that the earlier cited Mishnah is referring to two people who shechted an animal, each with his own knife. Like you see over here, you ate from such a shechita. Sakhmar Rav Aitar, the name of Rav, said if the shechit hid the knife between the two simanim and then cut the lower simon properly and then pulled out the knife and cut the upper simon properly, shechita is possible because he did chalada. If the knife was instead hidden under the skin, the shechita is kosher. Sakhmar, what's the chiddish? A Mishnah says that one who hid the knife under the simon and cut it in an upward motion to the front of the animal, Rabbi Yosheva said it's an availer, Rabbi Akiva said it's a treifa. Furthermore, if we only had the Mishnah, we would have said that that's because he cuts in the backward motion, meaning towards the front of the animal. But had it been done in the regular direction of cutting, we would say maybe it's kosher. Rav therefore teaches that when it's done in this way, it's puzzle. In the yeshiva of Rav, they did not know what the halacha would be when the knife was hidden under the skin. According to the yeshiva of Rav, what would the halacha be if the knife was hidden under a cloth that was wrapped around the animal's neck? What about under the animal's wool? Take ublaib tashayla. Or Papa asks, what if the knife becomes hidden when cutting the minority part of the simanim after the majority was already cut? Take ublaib tashayla. Zok, the next Mishnah, if one shechts two heads at once, meaning two animals stood next to each other and he shechted them with one motion of the knife, the shechita is kosher. If two people hold a knife and shecht an animal, even if one's higher up, one's lower down, the shechita is kosher. If one chopped off the head, he used a pressing or chopping motion, the shechita is puzzle. If one cut off the head by using a single proper shechita motion, if the knife is as wide as the neck, meaning beyond the neck itself, it's as long as the width of two necks, the shechita is kosher. If one cuts off the heads of two animals by using a single proper shechita motion, if the knife is as wide as the neck beyond the width of the two necks of the animals, the shechita is kosher. Mishnah ends off, this is all if you use one motion, either a forward or a backward cutting motion. However, if you use a back and forth motion, then even if the knife is as small as a small and thin razor, the shechita is kosher because a proper shechita can be done in this way without having to do drasa. How do we know that drasha is possible? So Shmuel said that the pasuk compares shechita to a shooting arrow. This teaches that just like an arrow moves from being pulled back, so to shechita must be done with a sawing motion as opposed to a chopping pressing motion. the second teretz, the Tanya Dvei Rav Shmuel said, we see that the word v'shachat refers to pulling, like they're using the pasuk of zohav shachut. Also, we have the pasuk that compares shechita to an arrow. From a wise necessary for the second pasuk that compares shechita to an arrow. Everything more, in case you're going to say that zohav shachut refers to gold that is spun like thread, not gold that's pulled, we have another pasuk that can teach this. Mar says that Rava once checked an arrow for Rabbi Yoina bar Tachlifa, who would use the arrow to shecht a bird while it was flying. How can you shecht that like that and not be concerned with chalada? Mar says they would see that the feathers of the bird's neck were sliced, which means that the arrow never got hit in the neck. How can one shecht like that when there's a requirement to have the blood of a shechted bird spill onto loose earth and then be covered over with earth? Mar, he would cover the entire area with loose earth, so no matter where the shechita took place, the blood would fall onto loose earth, and he would then go cover it with other earth.